My name's Stephanie Sugars, and I've been blogging for about a year and a half.
Sugars has lived with breast cancer for 23 years. In her blog, she writes about what it is like to live with serious illness. But she doesn't identify with what she sees as the public face of breast cancer.
In the pink ribbon campaigns, there's a false face of breast cancer that's given. What sells in our media-driven, commercial-driven society are heart-wrenching stories, young women with breast cancer, young mothers with breast cancer. And that's really not reflective of the true face of breast cancer.
The women seen in campaigns during Breast Cancer Awareness Month are generally white, middle class, and younger. In reality, most breast cancer patients are in their 60s, and women of all races are affected.
There's a lot of awareness, but in my mind, it's a false awareness. It's a distorted or disproportional awareness.
Few people realize that since the very beginning, Breast Cancer Awareness Month has been a marketing campaign. It has been arguably the most successful marketing campaign of the 20th century.
Karuna Jagger is the executive director of Breast Cancer Action, an organization that watches and critiques what Jagger calls the breast cancer industry.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month was launched by a pharmaceutical company, AstraZeneca, that sells breast cancer treatments on the one hand, also sells carcinogenic pesticides on the other hand.
There is a lot of money for companies to make, she says, in selling breast cancer drugs, treatments, and products covered in pink ribbons.
There are pink ribbon products on everything that you can imagine. And many of these pink ribbon products donate no money to any breast cancer program, or if they do, it's mere pennies on the dollar. And who's profiting there are the corporations that are selling these pink ribbon products. In the worst cases, these pink ribbon products contain the very ingredients that increase a woman's risk of the disease.
Since 2002, Breast Cancer Action has run a campaign called Think Before You Pink, which publicly criticizes pink ribbon products containing ingredients known to increase cancer risk. Some of their recent targets have included perfumes holding toxic chemicals and pink-colored buckets of fried chicken. Some ask, have all the pink ribbons just become a distraction?
Perhaps Breast Cancer Awareness Month has become very much like a number of other holidays where we've actually forgotten the true meaning. We need to use it to educate men and women about this disease and about what can be done to overcome it. We need to utilize this month to support the people who have this disease and are suffering from it. And we need to use this month to remember the people who have died from it.
Dr. Otis Brawley is the Chief Medical and Scientific Officer of the American Cancer Society.
I am concerned that sometimes with the pinking of America, folks forget that people actually are harmed by this disease.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vinton.